Poet Robert Creeley died today. He's associated with a group of writers often referred to collectively as the Black Mountain Poets. They included Charles Olson, Denise Levertov, and others who taught and studied at the unorthodox Black Mountain College in rural North Carolina in the 1940s and 50s. Robert Creeley was born in 1926 in Massachusetts, and he attended Harvard University. He lost his left eye as a child, and as an adult, often didn't wear an eye patch or glass eye. In 1943, he left college to serve in World War II. He drove an ambulance in India and Burma. He returned to Harvard, but dropped out in the last semester of his senior year. Then, in the early 1950s, he was drawn to Black Mountain College. He edited the Black Mountain Review and finally got his bachelor's degree in 1955. Robert Creeley's poems were short. When he read his work, his voice was emphatic, and he savored the cadence of his words.
Whatever. Whatever's to be thought of thinking, thinking's thought of it, still thinks it thinks, to know itself, so thought. Thought so, itself know, to thinks it thinks, still it of thought, thinking's thinking of thought, be to whatever's. I love the word whatever. It's really the key to that poem is simply that terrific word whatever, which is a very curious word to have what and ever thus together.
That's Robert Creeley reading on the radio program Line Break, produced by the Electronic Poetry Center at the University of Buffalo. Robert Creeley taught at the university for 37 years. He wrote 60 books of poetry and criticism and is also known for his many collaborations with painters and musicians. Here's another reading from the radio program Line Break. This poem is called Thinking.
I've thought of myself as objective, viz., a thing round which lines could be drawn, or else placed by years, the average, some 60, say, a relative number of months, days, hours, and minutes. I remember thinking of war and peace and life for as long as I can remember. I think we were right, but it changes. It thinks it can all go on forever, but it gets older. What it wants is rest. I've thought of place as how long it takes to get there and of where it then is. I've thought of clouds of water in long horizontal bodies, or of love and women and the children which came after. Amazing what mind makes out of its little pictures, the squiggles and dots, not to mention the words.
Poet Robert Creeley died this morning at the age of 78 in Odessa, Texas.